Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Wednesday, October 1st. I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis is set to get back a transatlantic airline route we haven't had since the days of TWA.
Better late than never. They're probably going to do gangbusters.
Our airline analyst, Mike Boyd, for years has been saying now that Lufthansa is well established with the direct flight to Frankfurt, Germany, there is room for another, and he's pointed to British Airways. This morning, the mayor, county executive, and economic development officials will announce a new route. It's widely reported to be to London, and Boyd says it'll be to Heathrow.
The slots at Heathrow are valuable, and they're going to use them on St. Louis. I rest my case.
He says the route should be a success right from the first takeoff, both in terms of ticket sales and revenue. While Lufthansa is popular for those going to Eastern Europe and Asia, Boyd says the British Airways route should be popular with those connecting around Western Europe. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Boeing is taking aim at union leadership in the ongoing machinist strike, now in its seventh week. In a statement, the top St. Louis Boeing executive accuses the union of setting false expectations with members. The company reiterates it will not negotiate the union's self-drafted proposal and will continue executing its contingency plan, which includes hiring permanent replacements. Boeing maintains any talks must be limited to the company's last offer. Starbucks workers keep pushing the company to negotiate contracts for locations which have voted to unionize. That includes a coffee house on Hampton on the south side. Baristas, including Devin Willenbrink, hit the picket line to spread their message.
Without a contract, like, we don't have a lot of the benefits that the union would be able to provide. So we're trying to get Starbucks to come to the table and sign that contract.
Starbucks Workers United accuses the company of stonewalling. Starbucks, in a statement, says, quote, "We're ready to finalize a reasonable contract for represented partners, but we need the union to return to the bargaining table to finish the job." What will it take to get fans back in seats?
I mean, we've heard from fans that they want a great game day experience. They want to see value.
Cardinals President Bill DeWitt III says it's not just about the game itself, but the experience inside the stadium.
Game day entertainment we've worked a lot on. You've seen some changes already. You'll see more next year. We feel that if we don't push the envelope a little bit, maybe make a mistake, recalibrate, that's kind of our approach.
He says they're working to keep ticket prices down and working to get cheaper concessions options, but notes the team only controls one of the myriad of parking lots around Busch Stadium. The National Guard in Missouri will be helping ICE. Governor Mike Kehoe has authorized the Missouri National Guard to help Immigration and Customs starting today with administrative, clerical, and logistical duties. That came in response to a request from the Departments of War and Homeland Security. Kehoe says he's confident their contributions will be invaluable to immigration enforcement efforts and that Missouri is proud to join in the Trump administration's efforts. Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick has announced an audit into the St. Louis Development Corporation's North City grant program.
The program was funded with ARPA dollars and came under scrutiny when it was revealed some of the grants were conditionally approved for businesses and nonprofits that were not located in North City or in some cases did not exist. Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick is also looking into whether some of the recipients had improper ties to SLDC.
The conflict of interest that potentially existed on grants that were approved to a board member's family member.
Auditor Fitzpatrick confirmed that board member is Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard. He adds they are also looking into the consulting fee and severance paid to former CEO Neil Richardson. Fitzpatrick says SLDC has been somewhat cooperative so far. He would not rule out criminal charges stemming from this audit, but said they have no referrals to make at this time. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, hundreds of job cuts at Washington University as the school looks to save money. More than 200 open positions have now been closed, 316 staff positions eliminated. That will reportedly save about $52 million a year. Under changes by the Trump administration, WashU's endowment will now be taxed at a higher rate, costing the university millions. The school also the second largest recipient of NIH research funds, which the president has frozen or terminated.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.